With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump wants the special counsel in the election interference case held in contempt. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Lawyers for the former president say federal prosecutors took steps to advance the case in violation of a judge's order last month that temporarily put the case on hold. Trump's legal team described it as outrageous conduct and told a U.S. district judge that she should consider holding special counsel Jack Smith and two of his prosecutors in contempt. Last month, prosecutors said they would continue to file documents to meet deadlines, even though the case is on hold pending an appeal. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a student shooter at an Iowa school kills a sixth grader and wounds five others. Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations official Mitch Mordevet named the gunman.
The shooter has been identified as 17-year-old Dylan Butler, a student at Perry High School. Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
Butler died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities are investigating the suspect's motive and reviewing his social media post. The East Coast could be looking at some wintry weather soon. Forecasters say too soon to say which areas will get snow and which will get rain and how much. The Pacific system is moving through western and southern states before moving up the East Coast this weekend. Major U.S. cities like New York City and Philadelphia, accustomed to white winters, didn't get much snow last year due to a lack of frigid temperatures. Federal regulators are investigating the side effects of some diabetes and weight loss drugs. Medications like Ozempic are extremely popular, but there are reports that some patients are experiencing hair loss, depression, and respiratory issues. This is SRN News. The Methodist Church in the United Kingdom delivers an unusual pronouncement. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Denominational leaders have kicked off the new year by banning the words husband and wife, branding them offensive. The UMC UK's new inclusive church language guide has a laundry list of common English words that church leaders say will upset people and should not be used. They conclude by urging parishioners to visit the website of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation to find out more forbidden words. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit is filed against the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, alleging it engages in pervasive and severe anti-Semitic harassment and discrimination. A master's degree student said her class was assigned a project that required them to respond to allegations of brutality by Israeli soldiers. A professor at the school is also accused of making anti-Semitic social media posts. This is SRN News. A father and son are arrested in the deaths of a young Texas couple about to have a baby. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The arrests of 19-year-old Christopher Preciado and his 53-year-old father Ramon come more than a week after the bodies of a pregnant 18-year-old Savannah Soto and her 22-year-old boyfriend Matthew Guerra were found shot in a vehicle. San Antonio Police Sergeant Washington Moscoso says Christopher is accused of killing the couple, and his father is accused of helping him move the bodies.
It appears to be a narcotic-related deal. They went bad.
Police say they were able to track down the father and son using information on Savannah Soto's cell phone. I'm Donna Warder.
Hyundai and Kia theft is up tenfold in the past 3 years due to social media posts showing people how to steal them. Theft insurance claims for the vehicles went up more than 1,000% between 2020 and the first half of 2023. More at SRNnews.com.